Welcome to Growing Hope with Catherine Lang, the show that focuses on the power of hope and the strength that grows up when standing on a foundation of possibility. This is Growing Hope, where we are gathering the keys for unlocking hearts open to pursue the extraordinary. And now, here's your host, Catherine Lang.
Hello there, and welcome to the Growing Hope Show. I am Catherine Lang, and I am your rainbows and lollipops host, here to dig up a little hope through the struggles and through the circumstances around us so that we can ignite our possibilities. I need to dig up a little hope in my own journey. Even someone that spends most of her time talking encouragement and hope and possibility finds the motivation running and hiding. The worst part for me is the lack of warning. You know, when motivation is going to abandon me, it should at least let me know. I usually have the toughest time at the strangest times. I mean, I'll be all prepared and I'll be focused and I'll even be moving along and going along and everything will be clicking and I'll have the perfect plan. And even when I have the day just kicking back the way it's supposed to go, something happens. Usually it's the small things, just enough to catch my attention and turn me away from what I'm supposed to be doing. But sometimes it is big things. And the next thing I know, I don't want to do anything. I mean, I deserve a break or a timeout, or I just decide that I'm going to let it go. I'm just going to put it off till tomorrow. And I might as well put it off to tomorrow since it's so late, because tomorrow I can start fresh, right? Tomorrow I can get it done. I'll just have to wait till tomorrow. And it turns out that at least for me, tomorrow is always a day away. The other day, or maybe it was just a moment ago, because it seems like this happens time and time again for me, I opened my computer and one comment led me down a rabbit hole that sapped my motivation and left me just wondering what on earth had happened. I only wanted to turn on my computer. It wasn't my fault that when I did, the story jumped up on the screen. How could I not look into it deeper? How could I not see if the picture was real or if the source was accurate or whatever nonsense or non-relative information was being blasted at me? I mean, I had to get to the truth. So I let the words draw me in. I let the words drag me down. I let the words steal my day. Although the words are important, it's just as important for me to focus on the reality that I let it happen. I let the words dictate the journey. I just need to make a shift. I need to shift to words that lift up instead of bring down. It wasn't the first time I let this happen. I mean, recently I had an encounter that drained my motivation tank for several days. And every time it was brought up, it would just make me so angry or upset or annoyed. It wasn't even life-altering information. It was just like that mosquito that keeps buzzing in your ear when you just want to go to sleep. I did something I've never done before, and it changed my life. I clicked the block button. And amazingly, the world didn't stop spinning. My grandmother didn't come back to haunt me from the grave. All that happened was the negatives went away. Changing that word focus changed my own focus, and I found that motivation began trickling back in. Words have that kind of power. Words can stop me dead in my tracks, but words can also drive me forward. Investing in motivation often means being protective of what I encounter, and that holds even more true for words. Words will build up and words will tear down. Words will create and words will destroy. I want to be invested in words that build me up. Now, I can find motivational words just about anywhere if I'm willing to take a moment to look. I can also find motivational words everywhere if I'm willing to block or disregard the negative words that are being spewed out. So this is a two-part deal. I have a choice. So I choose to find the motivation. I choose to find the motivation in the words that I read, in the words that I write, in the words that I hear, in the words that I see, in the words that I speak. The words that I read include all the print materials that come my way, from the blogs to the news feeds to the books. The words that I write are the ones I pour out into my own posts or my journals or my letters, because yes, I do still write letters. The words I hear include television, movie, radio, podcasts. The words I see are the signs I've made that I post or the memes that I see on my computer. Sometimes they're ads that scream for my attention. The words I speak are the ones that I share day in and day out with you, with my family, and yes, with myself. And the words of motivation are one of the most important ways for me to fill my motivational tank. I need to be invested in self-motivation first, and words can definitely be part of that, at least for me. But second thing I need to do is that I need to be involved in group motivation. You know, I need to get around others that are going to encourage me and hold me accountable for this journey. And then there are words. When I take the time to be conscious of the words that I am speaking or that I am reading or that I am hearing, particularly when it comes to words that I'm not paying attention to, for instance, the music that I'm listening to, or the background TV show that's on, or even the background computer information that might be flowing out. Until I get to the place where those words are important enough to me to limit or to guide or to mold into something that is growing and not crushing, I'm going to struggle to get motivation, because words are one of the most powerful things that we encounter every single day. Words are one of the most powerful things that we use every single day. The scripture says words are the only offensive weapon that we possess. So I need to be conscious and aware of the words that are in my life and that I'm utilizing for my life, because like it or not, words have the power to dictate my life. I love words. I have taught my love of words to my children, which doesn't always work out to my benefit. I asked my son to put some new mason jars in the dishwasher. I saw the gleam in his eyes, and I quickly adjusted my request. Please take the jars out of the package and put them in the dishwasher. He stood there and waited. My words were not where they needed to be, and he was ready to pounce on their inefficient explanation. I told him, I said, I mean, will you take them out of the plastic, take the tops off the jars, and put them individually into the dishwasher? Now, I have three boys. You would think by now that I know this is standard operating procedure, but I still struggle sometimes to speak the words that I actually mean. Words have power, and words mean something, so I need to be conscious of what it is I'm saying. I need to be aware of the words I release and also protective of the words that I allow into my life. I can find motivations in the words that I read. I attended the 2015 Craft Content Nashville, where John Michael Morgan was the keynote speaker. Now, this active businessman and dad of small children and confessed non-reader, I might add, said he was challenging himself to read one fiction and one non-fiction book each week. Now, I'm an avid reader, or I was pre-children, so I took his challenge to heart. But I wanted to add to that the desire to read things that would feed and to grow me. So I read the Bible daily. I read an inspirational or motivational book daily. I read in it. I won't say I read the whole thing. I read in the Bible daily. I read the inspiration and motivational book daily. But I also make room for fiction stories that encourage me or make me laugh. I look for words that will inspire, and I try to block out or release those words that are not good, positive, or uplifting. I've been doing a lot more blocking as of late. I can also find motivation in the words that I write. Bad things have been spinning in the world around me and slamming into me now and again, so much so that it started pouring out of what I was producing. I developed a habit of ranting about something. Now, usually that something was nothing. And instead of growing up hope in the lives of others, I was investing in the yuck and perpetuating the growth of that very yuck. The moment I recognized what I was doing, I stopped. I'd written several of those rants, and I just let them go. I didn't share them. I didn't do anything with them. I also didn't write any more of those rants for a while. Feeding the hope is more important to me, so even if I do find myself in a tangent or in a rant, I find a way to turn it to hope, or I don't write it. I take time to write in a prayer journal daily or regularly. Every single morning I get up and I write out at least 3 gratitudes. Every single night I write down 3 gratitudes in my focus folder. I also write actual letters to friends and family members and connections. I can find motivation in words that I hear. There is a lot of bad out there. Music used to be my main place of retreat and recharging, but the lyrics of so many songs these days are just not. I mean, they're not inspiring, or they're not positive, or they're not truthful, or they're just not even right. I search out now positive podcasts or shows of some sort, or other forms of audible words so that I can fuel my motivation instead of letting it leak out everywhere. I can find motivation in the words I see. When something inspires me, I put it into the form of a meme or an image, and then I print it out. I have my whiteboard of world domination with possibilities focused all around it. And I have an inspiration board where I pin positive words that come to me, letters that are sent to me, or emails that are sent to me. This allows me to see front and center things that give me courage to take the next step. And that is what motivating is all about. It's about instilling the courage to be bold enough to pursue my big dream goals. I have to get it out there, change it up, make inspiring and motivational words so that they're part of my everyday life. I can find motivation in the words that I speak. There are few things that excite me more than offering up encouragement and motivation to others. It's one of the reasons that I love doing one-to-one coaching sessions. It's one of the reasons that I am so fueled by the opportunities to teach at conferences. It's one of the reasons that I choose to do the Growing Hope Show. When I speak words that motivate, it motivates me. I not only speak to others, but I speak to myself. If things aren't going the way I want, then I make a point to speak something positive until my focus begins to shift. I mentioned once the mantra a former boss had taught me and that my word-loving son picked up. I am happy. I am healthy. I am terrific. Saying that 3 times always provides me with a little bit of a lift. Things like that can be vital to giving me what I need to boost me in the direction that I need to go. There are so many different ways for me to use words for filling my motivational tank, but I can't ignore the importance of protecting myself against the negatives. If I find myself getting annoyed or getting frustrated, then I turn it off or I turn away. I turn my attention from the motivation-sapping words to those that fuel motivation instead. Sometimes, the only way that I can do that is to get into the quiet. But if no words are the words that I need and the words that will motivate, encourage me, then that is the way for me to go. I have to find the path that will give me the words that I need, my unique words, to bolster my courage to do what I need to do. It's important that we each be okay and finding what motivates us. Things that motivate my husband and my sons do not necessarily motivate me, or really sometimes even things that I can tolerate, because we are all unique. Find the unique words that help to motivate you. No matter how the motivation comes to me, I know I need it. I need to have a reserve of hope that I can tap into when the going gets tough, because the going will get tough. The world will turn things against me. The rug will be pulled out from under me. And almost without fail, every time I get it all together, someone goes and moves the middle. Because I know I have to keep it going, I have to stay fueled for my going, for my unique journey. And motivation is what provides that fuel. Several years ago, I suffered through a pregnancy complication that led to a miscarriage. Now, I stayed hidden in my room, recovering from the physical and the emotional scars. I didn't talk to others. I didn't see others. I stayed holed up in my own darkness, and I refused the light. One day, my son, then 4, brought me my CD player, and he said, "Here, Mom, you need to listen to this." The disc was queued up to the 3rd song on an Andrew Peterson CD. The song is Faith to Be Strong. Now, Andrew Peterson is one of my go-to word motivators. There is something in the way he tells the story, and then the way he puts it to music, it just touches and heals my heart. And on this particular day, I listened, and as I listened, the tears stopped. I pulled myself out of bed, and I headed to my desk, where I listened to the lyrics over and over as I wrote them out. I became motivated to begin the journey once again. The words shared with me by my 4-year-old son and the words crafted by Andrew Peterson were the fuel that made it possible for me to take one more step. The scripture talks often about words and the power words have for giving life and for taking life. There are more reasons than being annoyed by a teen to be sure that your words mean what they say, what you want them to say. Proverbs 26:18-19 reminds us that adding even just kidding does not do away with the damage of the words. So I need to make sure the words I speak are positive. Sometimes the most powerful words are the words that keep it simple. In Matthew 5:37, Jesus reminds us that anything beyond yes or no makes room for trouble. It's backed up again in James 5:12. So just keep it simple when you're motivating with words. Words spoken or shared in haste can be the most dangerous words out there. I need to take a moment to think about the words. So before I speak, I need to meditate. Ecclesiastes 5:2 is a reminder that we should not be rash with our words. What you don't know won't hurt you. May seem innocent enough, but when it comes to words, this statement could mean the destruction of you and others around you. Because words have an effect. Words have power. Words have meaning. Whether you want them to have meaning or not, or whether you expect them to have power or not. Jesus says, "By your words you will be justified, and by your words you will be condemned." This is from Matthew 12:37. Words matter. James warns us that the tongue is the most powerful thing in our lives, and it can actually set fire and destroy our lives. Although fire can be a good thing, it can also be a devastating thing. The tongue may be one of the smallest members of the body, but it is the most dangerous. Jesus warns us that it is by the words that we speak that we'll be justified, just like I said in Matthew 12:37. So the words that I speak will give clarification to what I'm doing and where I'm going, but the words that I speak will also be what condemns me. So I need to be very wary of aware of the words I'm speaking. Jesus also said that the words of our mouth will produce fruit. And this is where motivation can be most powerful, because if I'm investing in words of hope and encouragement and possibility, then I am planting seeds that will produce fruit of hope and encouragement and possibility. Luke 6:45 says that Jesus says that the good person out of the good treasure of his heart produces good, and the evil person out of the evil treasure produces evil. For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So the things that I'm putting into my eyes and my ears, the words that I am allowing into me, are what are growing up to come out and plant the seeds that are going to produce the fruits for my life. I have to be aware of the words, because the words are driving my actions. It's important that the words I speak be acceptable to God. Colossians 4:6 says that my speech should always be seasoned with grace, That is motivation words, grace words. And in Colossians 3:8, I'm warned to put away anger, wrath, malice, slander, obscene talk. My words matter. Proverbs 18:21 says that life and death are in the power of the tongue. Find words that give life. Put into practice words that grow up and create possibility. I am Catherine Lang, and I am your Hope Smith extraordinaire, because every day holds a promise of more, and every action contains the power of possibility. It's not about what the world says or even what the world shows. The strength of hope and encouragement will and does push through the limits and the walls of the world. My prayer is and always will be that the words I share are helping establish foundations of hope that will shatter the delusions of the world around us. Remember, be blessed and be a blessing.
You have been listening to Growing Hope with Catherine Lang. Join Catherine back here to unlock thoughts and ideas for growing up possibilities and giving wings to the hope for life. Visit Catherine's website, www.catherinelang.com, to learn more about her writing or to sign up to work with her. Catherine offers individual, group, and corporate coaching to jumpstart your journey to success. You can find more shared encouragement and inspiration through the Quote of the Day and the Moment of Hope broadcast. You can also find Catherine around social media to connect and engage and grow up relationships that will foster this journey of acceptance, hope, and possibility. On Facebook, look for The Catherine C. Lang. On Twitter, use @CatherineC. Lang. On YouTube, you'll find her at The Catherine C. Lang. Until next time, remember that a seed of hope planted and nurtured will grow up into a world of possibilities.